This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're talking feats of strength, by the way. Maybe that is a feat of strength, eating Doritos or Flamin' Hot Cheetos at 5:45 a.m. But why are we talking about feats of strength? Well, we're joined right now in studio, courtesy of River Islands, by Catherine Breed. And you're wondering, who is Catherine Breed? Well, just former Team USA swimmer, NCAA champion. And she has announced a plan to swim California in 2026. And Catherine, good morning to you. I appreciate you coming down here. You're a Bay Area native. Tell us a little about yourself, what you plan on doing, and what Swim California is.
Yeah, good morning, Joe and Sam. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Absolutely.
Glad to have you.
Yeah. So I grew up in Pleasanton, grew up sailing, swimming in the Bay. You know, that was where we spent our family weekends. And then I went to UC Berkeley, swam there for 4 years. So a little about me, I guess I would identify as an ultra marathon open water swimmer. It feels like a very niche thing, but I think of myself more as a water woman. I've been doing ultra marathon swimming for 9 years. And that was following graduation from Berkeley. That started with swimming the whole length of Lake Tahoe and breaking a 30-year-old record set by a man. So I was pretty stoked about that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And then that just started this crazy journey. And I've been quietly thinking about, could I swim the whole coast of California? Like, I love this place. I love this water. And about 2 years ago, I voiced it out loud to a friend. And she was like, you can totally do this, but you need a team to help you. So 2 years ago, we created a team. And we've been planning all the, like, strategy and the impact we want to make and the storytelling and logistics and sponsorships and donation, all of that behind the scenes, and formally launched it May of this year. And Swim California is a 900-mile swim from Oregon to Mexico. It'll be staged, so I'll swim about 5 hours a day, starting and stopping at the same location. We'll be sleeping on a boat. And the goal is to tell a story of the coastline, the people, Ooh. Places, and problems in our backyard, and just educate people on this coast and our backyard. And so it's a love letter to California, and the goal is to inspire, storytell, and create an impact after, which is a nonprofit I created, Sea Dreamers, to get more women and girls into ocean activities.
Oh, that's
so, that was a lot.
No, that's incredible.
Like,
that's an incredible breakdown. No, yeah. It was an incredible breakdown. 900 plus miles, Catherine. Yes. 900 plus miles.
I know. But, I think if you think about it, it's like, for me,
I'm having trouble thinking about it.
No, okay. So I've been swimming since I was four. So for me, swimming is kind of like walking. I actually went on a 7 mile hike the other day and I was like, oh my God, I hate hiking. I don't actually hate hiking.
You and I are kind of the opposite because I love hiking. I was just telling somebody, like, you know, my great athletic feat was a 90 mile hike over 10 days. I love hiking. So I feel like, you know, I could walk along the side of the coast and you could just swim along. Okay. You know?
So if you can think about doing the PCT, like people do the PCT all the time, and that's
Pacific Coast Trail.
Yep. Pacific Coast Trail. That's Canada to Mexico. That takes 4 months. So I'm basically doing like a through hike in the water.
I think it's a little bit harder to swim at that. Well, so I'm kind of curious. So in your bio, I love how you phrase this. You say that after college, you fell into, and you just said it now, kind of a niche thing. You found your niche. But you describe it as, I want to make sure I'm phrasing it right here. I found my niche. Cold water is how you start off. Cold water, long distances, and a strong sense of community. But you start off with cold water. What is it with cold water that has you like... Because, you know, Spinoni, he hates the cold. He can't fathom how you're going to deal with the cold.
I grew up down in Monterey Bay. If you've grown up in Northern California, all you know is Arctic runoff, and it is cold water here. And so, I just can't swim in it.
Yeah. So, yeah, like for me, like I went to college in Miami. I got to be around warm water all the time. The concept of just being immersed in cold water all the time does not really resonate with me. So explain to me, for you, how is it you came to love being in the cold water so much?
Oh, my gosh. I don't. Yeah, it is interesting. I started with cold water. I don't know if I love it, but I feel very comfortable in it. And I think it's really cool. I'm not going to get into like the science behind it, but your body can adapt. And so it's really interesting how my body can adapt to swim in cold water because of the time I spend in it and the way I train.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But yeah, cold is also relative. Like the Bay is 60 right now. And to me, I'm like, oh, 60 feels so warm. So yeah, I think I love the challenge. I love that I have the opportunity in these swims to see how tough I can be and keep going. But important note for some California, I will be wearing a wetsuit for the first part. Yes. Because
the first part. So at some point you'll do it without the wetsuit.
Yeah. I don't like wearing wetsuits, but the North Coast is going to be way too cold for me.
Well, so that's real quick, Sam, I want to get to, because you are Catherine Breed. Yeah. Let's let the audience know, former Team USA swimmer, NCAA champion right here, Cal Berkeley's own. I know I can go for one right now. I'm so hungry. I'm starving. You're probably going to be starving when you're doing this, by the way. Yeah. What calories you're burning and what you have to eat on the boat.
Yeah. We're talking all about it.
Right. Exactly. You have to have a nutritionist or a plan there, right?
Like
all of this. This is a really long thing. Just like if you're running, because, you know, when you think of marathons, right, you don't go to swimming. You go to running and endurance and that trail. And that's awesome. And that gets all the love and the fame. And when you think swimming, who do you think first and foremost? I think most people think who? Michael Phelps. You think of the butterfly. Yeah. You think of just Ledecky. Yeah. Exactly. All of that. So I do think this is going to be even more impressive than anything of those. And it's great. Gold medals, all of that withstanding. But a 900 plus mile swim, if I was to say, Catherine, you know, your biggest, and you're everyone's got fears of this stuff, right? I think of sharks. I'm going to be honest. I think of sharks immediately. Great white shark. Like, we have a lot of them around here. Yeah. Is that something to even be concerned about? I know surfers have to deal with. You're not going to be a surfer. You know, is that something, any fear factor for you? Sharks? Is it just the water itself? Like, some of the concerns when you do something like this.
Yeah, sharks are a very real fear that I have. I'm actually going to be swimming from the Farallon Islands to the Golden Gate Bridge next week. So I'll announce that on my social.
Please.
But that's very sharky. I have seen two great whites while swimming and then one time surfing. The reality is I'm not shark food and I don't look like a seal, and the way that they hunt, they're not looking at me and like, oh, that's easy prey when I'm next to a boat and a kayaker and have a shark shield. So it is scary, but you know, I actually spoke with a woman who paddled the whole West Coast and she said she shot one shark in her whole time. So they're out there, but that's not really the biggest concern. You know, I think wind, waves, currents, the boat breaking, those are more realistic.
But. Yeah. So you mentioned the currents there, and I want to hear what a shark shield is as well too. Yeah. So it's going to be a two-parter. Part one is describe the shark shield. Part two is you mentioned the currents there, and we have a host here at our station, Dan DeVone. He's also a member of the Dolphin Club. Okay. I don't know if you guys have ever crossed paths. But he's a big time swimmer too. And I'm texting him. I'm like, Dan, like, we got Catherine coming on. Like, what's, you know, she's long distance swimmer. Do you know who she is? All that stuff. And he told me that, you know, one of the hardest things for him when it comes to swimming is dealing with the currents.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, so I want to ask you, how do you kind of plan out for the currents? Because he told me the story of a friend of his who swam the English Channel, which I believe, have you done? Yeah. So you know how it's done. Like, his friend got caught in a bad current, and over the course of an hour was only able to make it 200 yards, had to get pulled out of the water. So when it comes to planning this trip, how do you factor in the currents here, and how much of a role do those play, along again with my aforementioned shark shield question?
Yeah, I'll start with the shark shields because that's an easy one. So there's two types of shark shields, one that's magnetic, one that's an electric current, and both of them essentially interfere with the shark's navigational systems. Mm. Some people might argue it attracts the sharks. I don't know. There's not a ton of data around it, but what it does is you can think of it as a strobe light or, like bear spray.
Oh, so, I'm looking at it right now. Yeah. It's almost like it emits a pulse as you're saying that. All right.
So
like a sonar thing almost. Okay.
So if the shark wanted to, like if a bear wanted to attack you with bear spray, it could, but it's enough to be like, there's probably easier food around. So that's what the shark shield is.
All
the
right.
Currents are absolutely something to think about. This past Saturday, swam from Rodeo Beach to Sausalito, Barbacci, and we had to plan it on when a flood is. So when water's coming in, the coast is going to have a really nice current from the border all the way to Monterey. And then things get funky. They'll get even weirder when we get to Point Conception. And so we'll have to make some decisions. Do we go way out to sea or do we hug the shore? Something that's good for me is I'm a very fast swimmer. And so I can swim through currents in ways that other people probably couldn't.
Good.
So that's helpful. You know, speed is helpful, especially when you're, you know, trying to work with Mother Nature.
Absolutely.
No, yeah, totally. And you're going to need support for the people for this, right? Like, this is a long journey that's going to take a long time. You're going, you know, Mexico, Oregon, doing the entire West Coast.
Well, not Oregon and Washington.
Okay, exactly. You're right. Okay.
Slacker.
Okay, well, that's true.
Only 900 miles.
Only 900 miles, excuse me. So it's California, Mexico?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. All right, now we don't need to go up to the Pacific Northwest anyways. They're dealing with their own crap. But you're going to need support from the people to make this happen, right?
Yeah.
Where do you go to donate and support you, Catherine Breed, in this journey?
Thank you so much for asking that. Yeah, this I do want this to be something that California specifically can own, and anyone that's outdoors or inspired by this can be a part of it. And we need help. Like, that's the reality, is endeavors like this take resources in the form of like a boat or crew, volunteering, places to stay, but also money is always, you know, cash is king. Mm-hmm. And so we are fundraising right now. You can go to either swimcalifornia.com or catherinebreed.com. they both link to the same place. And there's a little Joe Shasky shout out there, but you can donate. The donations are coming in through Sea Dreamers because this is going to be Sea Dreamers' first event. So it is a 501c3, and that's helpful to know. But yeah, we are looking for help. So anyone that's got like a 50-foot sailboat that wants to donate it for 3 to 4 months, Give me a call.
888-957-9570. If you got a 50-foot sailboat on hand, call in and let us know.
Yeah.
So obviously, again, you said you're doing the Golden Gate Bridge to the Farallons. You've done some other swims, obviously, recently. I assume that's all part of the training process to get ready for this. Kind of walk us through, though, your whole process for, because you said 2 years ago you hatched this idea, right?
Yeah.
So what's been the training process been like for you since then to get ready for this? And then just out of curiosity, what is your previous high for most miles swam in one, swam in one go?
Yeah, longest miles I've swam is around 27, 28 miles around Manhattan and Golden Gate Bridge to Half Moon Bay.
This is quite the jump.
Yeah. Well, yes and no. I'm only swimming 5 hours a day. Okay. So that gives me a lot of time
only
to rest.
Sam. Only five hours a day. Yeah.
But that's all I have to do. Right. And so I did just swim around Lake Tahoe, did 60 miles in 5 days. So it was a little mini sample of that. And I felt great. So it's a testament to like just lifelong training that I was able to maintain that. I forget the second question.
Well, it was, yeah, just more like,
That happens to me all the time.
Just your training process for how you build up your,
yes.
Well, I guess, cause so you're at obviously 5 hours a day, then how many miles then do you kind of expect to knock off each day? Obviously knowing that currents and fatigue are going to
average is going to be 10 miles a day. And so how I'm going to train, you know, I've talked to people who've done 4 month long events like this, and you really have to get your body through the first 2 weeks. So I'm going to be training not to do 4 months because that's too much to think about. I'm going to be training to do 2 weeks very successfully. And then my body will settle into this is our routine. This is the new normal. So just a lot of swimming time in the water. Since Half Moon Bay, I weirdly got bamboozled into doing Ironman stuff. And so this year I'm back with swimming and I did Tahoe, which went well. And then the Farallon Islands to Golden Gate Bridge next week.
Talking with Catherine Breed right here on the Morning Roast. Who is Catherine Breed? Oh, she's just attempting to swim the entire West Coast, California, to Mexico, 900 plus miles. And you can go ahead and donate in her journey here, CatherineBreed.com or SwimCalifornia.com as well. Obviously, a Cal legend. I'm saying it on your behalf. You're a Cal legend at this point, NCAA champion and former Team USA swimmer as well. And have you, you know, had any, you know, encouragement from your former Team USA other swimmers or, you know, some of your collegiate athlete friends over at Cal? Has Michael Phelps hit you up yet? That's, we gotta get Michael Phelps out here supporting you.
Cal alum.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. No, Natalie and I chat on Instagram. There's definitely support from the Cal community. There's a lot of former swimmers at the Olympic Club where I train. And, you know, on the team is my former roommate who rode at Cal. So Cal is actually, I think every person on the Swim California team has a connection by either going to like grad school or undergrad at Cal. And I love it.
That's pretty cool.
Go Bears. Yeah.
Go Bears. Absolutely.
Keep that axe at home in Berkeley. That's what I always say. So when you're swimming out there, it's like, you're going to be like, for the most part, kind of on your own. Obviously you're going to have a team of people around you to kind of keep you safe, but like, it's just going to be kind of you in the water out there. What are you going to be thinking about when you're going through the water there? Like when you're doing these long distance swims for 5 hours a day, like what is going to be going through your head? Are you just kind of like, keep swimming?
Yeah, it's not like
you can outdoor. Just keep swimming.
Yeah, exactly.
Just keep
swimming.
You can have the AirPods in, right? Because it's going to, so you can't listen to music or anything.
Do you have like big speakers? Yeah. Like Mad Max where the guy's like playing the guitar?
Yeah, I should have that. So that is the most commonly asked question I get is, what do you think about in sharks? What do I think about? Honestly, I go into this very cathartic state where I'm very present in the moment. And so I just focus on, you know, one stroke at a time. What's my body feeling like? What do I need? And you kind of black out in a sense. You know, ultra endurance athletes will say that often. So I'm not thinking about much, truthfully.
So it's kind of like almost like a swimmer's high, so to speak.
Maybe, yeah.
And also, they say runner's high. Yeah, swimmer's high now.
Oh, yeah.
No, I know.
A lot of gratitude. You know, the coast is beautiful and I'm going to get to see stretches of it that people very rarely get to see. And so just being, you know, grateful that I get to be out there and do this in my life is pretty cool.
I mean, it is the best coast, right? The West Coast is the best coast. Oh, we're putting this on a highlight. I know. Yeah. Everyone likes their beaches out there, the Jersey Shore, South Beach, Miami.
I was just at the Jersey Shore. Yeah. I got like whistled at by a lifeguard every single day. I don't understand the green flag thing.
It's so different.
Like what?
It's so different growing up on the beaches here on the West Coast than going out there. It's like a way of life over there almost, where everyone's just so nonchalant. It really is just two different worlds when you go to the beaches on both coasts. But this is pretty incredible.
Yeah, thank you.
Stick around because we got this little thing we call the Fast Five. It's our final thoughts of the show. We're going to hit an open, then we'll get our final thoughts. Steven, hit the open. All right, we got Catherine Breed in studio joining us right here, former Team USA swimmer, NCAA champion at Cal, and she is going to be swimming a 900-plus miles, and it's Sea Dreamers. That's what we're going to raise the awareness for. That's the name, correct?
Yes, yeah, Sea Dreamers is a nonprofit. Yeah.
Nonprofit mm-hmm. opens the doors for women in ocean-based activities to accomplish big goals. Join a network of empowered individuals and educate on ocean conservation, which is a very big deal. We all grew up here on the coast. We love it. I could not imagine living away from the water. I'm sure you couldn't either.
Totally agree.
So this is a really awesome
thing. It's weird that people do that.
It is. No, well,
imagine living in a landlocked state. What an awful way to live.
I wouldn't even know west, north, east.
I had cousins that came over here from like Oklahoma, and they looked at like the seafood that we had, and was like, I'm not eating any of that.
It's too much catfish.
We go to like a fancy like seafood restaurant. I was like, all the chicken tendies and fries, which I'm not eating on. Yeah. I'm right there with you. By the way, what are you going to be eating? Oh, during this whole trip, that's what I need to know.
I'm asking my mom to make me home cooked meals, actually.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she has experience with like long sailing and stuff, so they're going to prepackage some family meals for
me. There like, is there like a special diet that they want you to, that you,
a lot of food. A lot of food. Like if I could have a cheeseburger every single day.
So it doesn't really matter what, as long as the calories get in you.
No, yeah, it doesn't.
It's not like a carb buildup or anything?
No, I'm not like gluten-free. No, like whatever, just bring it, yeah.
Just everything.
Everything.
So what you're saying is we need In-N-Out Burger to sponsor this immediately.
Oh my gosh.
And they need to be on the boat eating double-doubles.
If they like zoomed out on a little boat. Here's your In-N-Out order.
That's a little hat, the paper hat on too.
That would be...
They have like an In-N-Out drive-thru they can like put out on the water for the boat to go through. So what... One thing I want to ask you here is obviously you need a team of people around you to help you. This is partly what you've been doing for the last 2 years. Describe to me what this team looks like. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting together a team.
I know.
What is this team looking like for you right now? And are there more team members that you're still looking for right now?
If someone wants to do content creating for me, that'd be great. Mm. Social media is so hard for me. But right now we
Rizzo.
Have...
Yes, Steven
there
Rizzo.
There we go.
His eyes picked up back there.
We have Lily Becker, who's acting like an attorney, lawyer, oversight. My friend Patrick Horn, brand sponsorships. We're just bringing on an agent. We haven't signed anything, so I don't want to say that out loud yet.
Totally.
We have two people working health and nutrition and just checking in with how I'm feeling. A PR person, a fundraising person, and then we'll have two paid crew on the boat to just help with things, plus the captain. It's a big crew. And there's a production team, too. So that's a whole nother, like, four people. Yeah.
And then who operates the Shark Shield?
Well, it's an on-off switch, so I think anyone can do that.
It's an on-off switch. I do want to ask this, and we're joined by Catherine Breed right now in studio. Your teams, you grew up here in the Bay. This is very important now. This is going to make or break
the hardest question we ask you.
This is going to make or break the entire... Yeah, this is going to make or break the entire interview right now, Catherine. Who are your teams? You grew up in Pleasanton now, all right? East Bay...
Oh,
obviously Cal's with Sanders. So anti-Stanford, we get that. That's fine.
No, I one of my best friends is Stanford. Yeah, no, I actually like that rivalry. I think
okay,
it's very friendly.
Right.
I don't like USC. Boo.
No, we don't like, no one likes USC here.
Off.
Well, we have our director of sports, our number two to Matt Higgins, from a graduate from USC, Lucas Alexander. Yeah. But who are your teams here? Are you Niners, Warriors? What are we liking
oh,
here?
Oh my gosh. Definitely Warriors for sure. That's hard with like A's or Giants. I think probably the Giants.
Okay.
And then football. I don't really watch football, but I've been to both games and I've honestly had a great time when Raiders were over in Oakland and 49ers. So pretty agnostic to that.
Okay, fair enough. You just touched all the bases right there and made no one angry.
Yeah.
Very smart move, very political. I expect no less from Cal Berkeley, Sammy.
So there you go. So very excited. Is there a chance while you're doing that, do you have the starting date set?
We'll be starting probably late June, early July next summer, but I want at least the first 2 days to be good.
Yeah.
We'll probably just look for a nice first 2 days in July. But
that's a good question, because obviously we get the what we dub the Indian summer here on the Northern California, where it's warmer like in October, September area. But is that like more current based when it comes to those months and what you're projecting?
Yeah, it's more of like when I want to finish, because I definitely want to be done before November, because that's when there's going to be more storms and big swells coming up.
Well, the big reason I asked is because at some point when you're on this journey next year, we got to get you to call in and give a status update.
Oh my
gosh.
I would love that.
Go to Catherine live from somewhere in the Pacific.
Right?
Parts unknown. Yeah. I love that. Hey, Catherine, thank you so much.
You
that was amazing.
Thank you.
This whole thing is amazing. And what you're doing to raise awareness just to help, you know, young women in swimming and also just the California coastline. We got to protect this. It's like, this is the most beautiful part of the entire globe.
I agree.
We need to do all we do to protect it. KatherineBreed.com. Swim California is the mission. She's going to crush it starting next year, but she needs all the help that she can get right now. So go to KatherineBreed.com or SwimCalifornia.com.
Where can we find you on Instagram, by the way?
Oh,
so you can follow your journey.
Yeah, Katherine.breed.
There you go. Katherine.breed. I can remember that.
There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.